I create all in my world harmonious. That's all that really matters. I create all in my world harmonious. How do I go about creating all in my world harmonious when things in my world may not be harmonious, when things in my world may have stress and tension and uptightness about it? How do I create all in my world harmonious? Well, I have the opportunity to name and claim whatever it is that I want to experience in my life. I have the opportunity to name it and claim it and experience it in any way that I like. I create all in my world harmonious by my thought. So I look at every circumstance in my world and I call it harmonious. I look at every person in my world and call it harmonious. I look at every thing in my world and call it harmonious. I do this again and again and again and again. It's not a matter of whether it is the evidential experience of what is going on. It's a matter of what I choose to create it as. Now, if I choose to create things in my own beautiful way, and I choose to create them harmonious and wonderful, then for me, that's just what they're going to be. For me, I am the one who's making the decision. For me, I am the one who's making the choice. For me, I am the one who is doing these things and doing them in a wonderful, perfect, magnificent way. For me, it's all that matters. Now, nothing in this world makes any difference to anybody in any way except what I say to it to be. Now, what do I say for my world to be? What do I say I'm going to create all in my world harmonious? I'm going to create every video or every movie that I watch as a harmonious movie. If the movie is not harmonious, I do not watch it. If the movie is not joyous to my heart, I do not watch it. I can make that choice. I can do that as I wish. I create all in my world harmonious. I only look at harmonious things. Now, if I'm looking at the space program and I'm thinking, man, that's tough, that's really heavy-duty stuff, then I'm creating it heavy-duty stuff. But if I, like any normal genius, if I, like any normal divine being, and there is a normal divine being, if I, like any normal divine being, saying, everything in the space program works beautifully, everything in astrology, astronomy, everything in the world works beautiful. This morning, as I was walking my meditation path, I saw a shooting star, and it was just plummeting down toward the earth, but it was first making a lovely arc. And as it made this lovely arc, I thought, gee, isn't that lovely? Isn't that beautiful? Now, I could have thought, gee, I hope it doesn't hit any houses or any inhabited places. I hope everything is all right. I hope. No. I looked at that shooting star and I said, it's beautiful. And whatever it does, wherever it lands, it's beautiful. And wherever it lands, people will go to look at it and say, wow, look at that. A shooting star has fallen here, an asteroid, something beautiful has fallen here, and it's lovely. I make it harmonious by my choices of what I want to think about it, by my choices of what I want to have it be in my world. Now, what do I really want to have it be in my world? What do I really want to have it be for me in my world? How do I like it to be? Well, however I like it to be, that's how it is. However I like it to be, that's what it is. However I like it to be, that's who it is. Now, that's all that matters. That's all that matters. Nothing else makes any difference at all. Because whenever I look at life, whenever I look at anything in my world, I am the one who says that it is harmonious. Now, I like that. I like that. I like a harmonious mind, a harmonious body, harmonious affairs. I like that. When I think of myself, I go to sleep at night. I say, I am peace. And then off I go into the realm of peace. And I am relaxed and I am at peace. I am in peace. I am peace. It is a great and a wonderful feeling. It's a good and a wonderful attitude to have, to be peace. This is what harmony is all about. This is what goodness is all about. This is what life is all about. For me, to know that I'm living in this wonderful world, for me to know that I'm living in a world where my thoughts are what bring it into reality for me to live in a world where I can say I am harmonious, and that's what I will be. I can say all is harmony around me, and that's what it will be. I can create all in my world harmonious by just speaking my word, by saying that all in my world is harmonious, and lo and behold, so it is. For wherever my thinking is, wherever my thought is, wherever my way of being is, that's where my world is. That's where the experiences that I have are. That's where all that is beautiful and good takes place. Nowhere else, nowhere else at all, all takes place in that beautiful, wonderful expression of who and what I am. And it is great. It is super. It is fantastic. Because it's what I know to be. I create all in my world harmonious, and all in my world is harmonious. I go into my garden and I see it harmonious. I go into the store and I choose to buy certain items, and those items are right in front of me. They're immediately available to me. No matter where I look, there they are, standing forth saying, here I am. Come, here I am. It's wonderful, isn't it? And then I have them. No matter where I go, if I'm driving to the store and I would like a parking place, I just say, I have the perfect parking place. And then there it is, right where I want it to be. Far away from the entrance or right next to the entrance, whatever is my pleasure. I don't have to make excuses for parking wherever I park. When I choose to park close in, I'm there. When I choose to park far away and have a nice walk through the parking lot to the store, that's fine. These things are all part of the games that I play in life. And they're part of the harmonious games that I play. And it's not making an excuse that I didn't think of the parking spot close to the door, that I got a parking spot way out in the middle of the lot. It was by my choice. Now, everything is by my choice. All harmonious circumstances in my life are by my choice and by my decision of what it is that I want to have, what it is that I believe, what it is that I know, and what it is that I am. Because harmony is a point of view. Harmony is an attitude of mind. Harmony is a perception. Harmony is something that we think about. And if I say, this is harmonious and this is not harmonious, for me, they have that attitude. For me, they are harmonious or they are not harmonious. It's all a matter of where my thinking is, what my belief is, what I know all to be. And when I know that, when I am that, when I experience that, then that's my choice. And so, I create all in my world harmonious. And as I create all in my world harmonious, all in my world are harmonious. There's nothing they or anybody else can do about it. It's all my observation, it's my awareness, it's my perception, it's my beingness. All in my world are harmonious. And since all in my world are harmonious, that's the only thing I ever know. That's the only thing that I ever understand or am aware of in my world. And my world is my creation. And I create all in my world harmonious now and forevermore.